From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. When it comes to learning, having the right kind of support inside and outside of the classroom is important, which is why schools all over Idaho are taking part in a new strategy known as community schools to help aid their students. Community schools work with local partners to help ensure students have what they need to succeed, whether that be food or clothing or school items or other kinds of care. So joining us now to talk more about community schools and how they work is Haley Regan, the collaboration manager for United Way of Treasure Valley. Haley, nice to have you on the program.
Thank you for having me, and I'm so excited to talk to you about Idaho's community schools today.
So for folks who aren't familiar with community schools, can you talk a little bit more about what they are?
Yes. Yeah, so a community school is a neighborhood public school that transforms the school building into a place where local community members, families, students, and staff work together to strengthen conditions for learning and healthy development. So it is a national strategy with a hyper-local implementation. Mm. So each school really organizes around a local needs and assets assessment process that is conducted by the community school coordinator. And that role of community school coordinator is so critical to moving the work forward within the school building. We know our school employees have so many different hats on throughout the day. So having a leader in this work at a school site is really critical. Mm-hmm. And that is the role of a community school coordinator to bring together, you know, resources in the community, partners, families, and staff to really organize and solve, you know, and address the challenges that our children and families are facing every day when they enter the school building.
So I know you mentioned this is a national concept that's taken down to the local level. So where did this idea come from for this community school aspect or project?
Yes. I would definitely call it a strategy. And that's something that is often confused as it's programming, but really it is a strategy. And so the strategy kind of traces its roots back to even the early 1900s. The educational leader, John Dewey, you might be familiar with him, and really the idea of schools as a civic center in a community. But more modern, you can really trace the beginnings of the contemporary community school strategy as it is today to the 1990s. In urban centers, you know, for example, being led out by Children's Aid Society in New York City, they were some of the early founders of the modern community school strategy. And since that time in the early 90s, we've really seen like strong research that suggests, you know, there are a set of best practices to follow when implementing community schools. And that is part of our role in this work at United Way of Treasure Valley. And of course, through our work with the Idaho Coalition for Community Schools, is working with the national leaders in this movement on what works and then adapting it here locally, because each of our communities in Idaho is different. And so each community school will look different. I've heard it said this way: if you've seen one community school, you've seen one community school.
Well, I was going to ask, I mean, what kinds of barriers are these students facing? But I would assume that might change based on what school they're at, what neighborhood they're in.
It does. And you know, I have the joy of working with community schools across Idaho. And so I get to really hear from them about the needs they're seeing. And they find those out through conducting a formal assets and needs assessment process that includes looking at school level data, looking at academic data, looking at census data, community health needs assessment data. And then of course, interviewing and surveying parents, staff, and even students to really figure out what's going on. So this might not be a surprise to you that right now Idaho's schools and youth are facing quite a large mental health crisis. You know, behavioral health is a huge need. You know, some students are really facing, you know, instability in the home. They might be facing food insecurity. There might be challenges with getting to school. So chronic absenteeism, for example, when a student is not able to get to school. And so this is the way to like really look at some of those needs, whether they're academic or otherwise. And oftentimes when you see academic needs, there's actually an underlying root cause that might be more of a health barrier or something else going on in the student's life.
And it kind of sounds to me, Haley, that it's kind of like you don't educate, you know, it's not just about educating the child. It's about taking care of the whole child.
This is definitely a whole child philosophy as well. Like you can't just, you know, when a child enters the school day, they don't just leave everything else that's going on in their life behind them to learn. Mm-hmm. And this is really tackling those barriers to educational success, whatever they might look like. And they're going to look different for every child and in every community.
Mm-hmm. And you also, my understanding is that you incorporate the entire family as well, right? So
exactly.
If the family mm-hmm. needs certain resources, then this is where the community school also can come in to help.
Yes. Because
again,
community schools work with partners in the community because schools mm-hmm. are not experts in everything. There are often mm-hmm. a better suited partners, whether there are health systems, community action partnerships, you know, the food bank. There are other partners in the community who are experts in being able to support families with whatever they need. So it's about a better coordination of supports and resources, both inside the school and outside in the community, and making sure that those resources are really accessible for families who need them.
So I probably should have asked this at the beginning, but how many community schools do we have here in Idaho?
Yes. So this is exciting because this number is growing every year. So as we ended the school year this June, there were 35 community schools across 19 school districts. So this is an effort that is being led by school districts in Idaho with support from partners like United Way of Treasure Valley, like the partners of the Idaho Coalition for Community Schools, which is a statewide stakeholder group that we co-founded in 2019 with the Idaho State Department of Education, alongside our school district partners and other community-based organizations and nonprofits.
Mm-hmm. So 10 schools here in the state just received grants, and this will help with their community schools. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yes. So this grant was made through the Idaho Coalition for Community Schools, which, like I just mentioned, is that stakeholder group. Beginning in 2021, we started talking with other organizations who were interested and invested in this work, but they didn't necessarily know, you know, what is our next step. And we'd long been supporting community schools here locally in the Treasure Valley, and we wanted to expand that to have a larger statewide reach. So partners including Blue Cross of Idaho Foundation for Health, Idaho Children's Trust Fund, the State Department of Education, Idaho Community Foundation, St. Luke's, and United Way of South Central Idaho came together and pooled funds in what we call our collaborative fund. And through this fund, we were able to build out a grant cycle that we can bring school districts in through a planning grant cycle and work to provide technical assistance and planning support to either strengthen an existing community school or to start a new community school, for example, at a district who maybe hadn't been incorporating the strategy previously. And so that's where these grants come from. Last year was our first cohort, and we were able to support 7 schools around the state. And this year, we were so pleased to be able to support 10 schools throughout the state with this collaborative grant. And so this grant is actually a three-year funding to support the hiring of a full-time community school coordinator at a school site. And so, like I mentioned earlier, that community school coordinator role is so critical to the success of a community school.
So I only have about a minute or so left with you, and I really do want to get this information out to folks. How can people get involved or organizations get involved if they're interested in being a part of one of these community schools? Because it's in the name. You need the community support to make this work.
Absolutely. So you can visit our website. We do have a website at IdahoCoalitionForCommunitySchools.org. And you can just read more and learn more about community schools. That's also, you can get in touch through us through that website. Another thing I would say is reaching out to your local schools and school districts. And even if they're not community schools, schools really have their finger on the pulse of what the needs in their community are. And if you want to get involved, the best way is often through your local school and really listening to the staff at the school and understanding what the school and what the students within the school need from the community.
This is an amazing concept and strategy. So thank you so much for coming on and talking to us about it.
Yeah, and we are really pleased that through these grant cycles, we've actually been able to double the number of counties that have a community school in them through in Idaho, which is really exciting to be able to do within 2 years' time.
It really is. So congrats on that. And hopefully we can get more districts involved in this. We've been talking with Haley Regan. She is the collaboration manager for United Way of Treasure Valley, talking about the strategy, which is called community schools. They're here in Idaho. And again, you can go to the United Way's website to learn more about it. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.